Feature Box, Apollo 11. The command module carried the crew during most of the flight, as well as the operation systems and the re-entry equipment. The support module carried supplies such as water, oxygen, and fuel. The lunar module carried crew to the moon's surface, also contained rockets to reconnect it with the rest of Apollo 11. Meanwhile, other scientists designed the Apollo 11, the spacecraft that would carry astronauts to the moon. It would fly into orbit around the moon and divide in two parts, or modules. One crew member would circle the moon in the command and support modules, while two crew members flew down to the moon's surface in the lunar module. Then the lunar module would blast up and reconnect with the rest of Apollo 11 for the trip back to Earth. Blastoff. On July 16, 1969, everything was ready for Apollo 11's first big flight. The three Apollo crew members, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, were strapped into their seats in the spacecraft. The countdown began. 10, 9, 8. To escape Earth's gravity, or the force that pulls objects toward the ground, Apollo 11 rode on a booster rocket. At the end of the countdown, the rocket fired into space. A huge cloud of smoke and exhaust swirled behind. Apollo 11 streaked into the sky. In space, parts or stages of the rocket started to fall away. As soon as a stage used up its fuel, it fell off in order to make the spaceship lighter. The discarded stages burned up in Earth's atmosphere. Caption: The rocket system had been perfected in earlier space missions.